I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The fight in Libya is still far from over. Sources say that President Gaddafi's troops have been firing rockets into cities. Violence has stopped aid from coming into the ports. In the meantime, rebels took the border post to Tunisia. Now hundreds of refugees are pouring into Tunisia and elsewhere. Words of Hope's Lita Young says that number includes Christians.
We know of two congregations in Libya which are no longer meeting. Their members, who were from other Arab nations, have left the country in the wake of the violence there.
Pray that believers would have the discernment to know when to share the hope that they have. Next, many Arabic women have been historically mistreated. After the Lebanese Civil War, many girls were especially in need. The Beirut Free Evangelical Church, connected to the Evangelical Free Church of America, took up the challenge of building a girl's home right then. 15 years later, the home is a safe haven to 20 at-risk girls and has a long waiting list. The girls get an education, an array of friends, a new life, and the hope of Christ. You can help with various needs through our website. And 10 years ago, Bill McLeod noticed a trend in churches. They were growing less involved with missions. McLeod, an associate of Luis Palau Association, had an idea that birthed the start of Mission Connection, an annual conference to bring churches, believers, and dozens of missions groups together in one place. Essentially,
we exist to connect local churches and individuals to mission so that increasing numbers of believers are actively serving in areas of the world's greatest need and opportunity.
There's more on the January conference at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.